You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Erica Nelson reporting for The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters discussing their research and answering questions. We'll hear directly from investigators on the forefront of HIV treatment, care, and prevention. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I'll then ask a few questions.
I'm Eugenia Viso from Spain. The thing that we have found is that there is an interaction between abacavir and ribavirin with influencing that in the ESBR response to the ESBR, you know. But the problem is that this influence is only when levels of ribavirin at week 4 are below the cutoff that we have found to be related with SBR. When levels of ribavirin are below 2.2 micrograms per milliliter at week 4, there is an influence of abacavir use on SBR. But when levels of ribavirin are over 2.2, there is not an influence of abacavir. And all this is all adjusted for other factors influence like genotype, HCV viral load, and all that. And we hypothesize that as they are both nucleoside analogs and they share their enzyme pathways, maybe there is an influence, an interaction between both of them. We don't know because you can only measure that in experiments in vitro, measuring the active principle of the active drug and all that. And we are studying that, but we don't have results yet.
Can you talk a little bit about your study population?
It's 438 patients it's a multicenter Spanish study, and they were retrospective analyzed.
And how did they break down by race and gender?
It's more or less race, they are all Caucasian, and they are near 80% males and 20% female.
And what would you say are the clinical implications of this study?
We don't know. It's very difficult because we are talking about a drug that is very used in HIV patients, in HIV positive patients, and that are our results. But I think that we have to further investigate all that with much patients, with a population with more patients.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2007.